Today
or
on
current.
your Built podcast, we want to talk about Senno AI. So for those that don't know, Matthew, his background is actually in music. He's a music prodigy, and I know I say that and sound sarcastic, but literally if you hum a tune, he can play it like in, insane quality on the piano. So he actually is pretty good at this. I wanted him to test out Senno AI. You're going to be seeing a live reaction. I've been playing with this for a week. He's going to be just testing it out and making a song about it right now. But I wanted to see the reaction on his face as he essentially realized as his entire passion in life is about to be replaced. Matt,
Can you hear the screen when I click on stuff?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so this is a crazy website, and dude, thanks for pumping me up. Whoa. You know how you made like a custom song for me? How do I like give
I
it?
help make a song in the top right corner. So for those that don't know, Senno AI, essentially it's a platform that allows you to, like, it's, ChatGPT for music making. You put a prompt in, so you can explore. They have like an explore tab, which is, allows you to see a bunch of things that people have made. A lot of them are, kind of dumb, I don't know, but like, some of them have hundreds of thousands of listens to them. Then if you go to the create tab, it actually lets you build it. And how it works, it's pretty much like ChatGPT, where you get to put a prompt in, and based off of your prompt, you can, generate an entire song. So you could say something like, generate a Western song about a cowboy that like rode over a mountain and found a gold mine and got chased by outlaws and shot, and do it like in the style of Johnny Cash. Like, you could say something like that. The one thing I will say is, if you mention a specific artist's name, what I found is I get like it flagged, and it's like you cannot use like the name of Juice WRLD or whatever. So I'm assuming they have just like a big document or spreadsheet of like artists that are like blacklisted. But it's like so easy to get around this. You just misspell the name. So for example, Juice WRLD, his name is actually like Juice and then WRLD, right? So if you just actually spell the word world, all of a sudden it's not on the blacklist and you're good to go. I don't know how long before that like gets patched or whatever, but as it stands, yeah, it's really easy. And actually, like, I hate to say it, but I've actually been able to make like some really I don't know, really decent songs that copy like an actual specific artist's voice, sort of. So it's kind of a good way to get around it. But I mean, whatever, this is normal. This is pretty much exactly what's happening in art, where like Adobe isn't letting you, or even I think Midjourney, well, no, Midjourney does, but like Adobe won't let you like sell pictures if you have in the prompt like the name of an actual artist, like, Leonardo da Vinci or something. Well, that's probably
I wonder if it's gonna let me
something.
use Woody. Dude, don't judge me for why I thought of this. A pop song about Woody falling in love with the dinosaur from Toy Story. So,
All right, let's hear
don't read into that. I don't know what it means. I don't
it.
even know. Okay, ready for this one? Unlikely Love, by Pop Bubbly, or no, Pop Bubbly might be like the genre. Okay.
Walking down the street, little Woody all alone. Saw a dinosaur, thought he found his home.
Wow.
Their eyes locked together, love so pure and true. Falling in love with a dino,
Dude, I have like goosebumps, dude. I'm invested. Dude, they pick like such a perfect it's so funny because I actually love like good voices. Dude, her
Yeah.
voice is awesome.
Well, I want to hear the chorus on this, but like initial reading, someone like as someone who is literally, you have, okay, so obviously you play the piano great, that's cool, but like you've literally produced music, like you've done the music production, you've had all the fancy microphones and studio. In college, people used to pay you to come and record songs, right?
Yeah,
What
it's
does
not
this
even
do
true.
to your profession or your 20 year?
It's gonna be wild when you have like AI influencers, like creating AI songs that sound better than what people can create. And you know how like there's already AI influencers that have like millions of followers, and like people are paying for like their OnlyFans or like motivational influencers too, and everything. It's crazy. And the fact that they could like create AI art now, and AI art is becoming like indistinguishable from real art and talent. Like you could probably create an AI artist and then get them signed to like a real record label, and but you could pump out like infinite music, like all very streamlined and perfectly following like pop formulaic, you know, like, you know, hooks and everything to make it perfect. Let's listen to the chorus of this thing.
Last at a lip on good strong, no matter the obstacles they knew they could.
See if I can.
In a world of make believe, slotting all snow bones. Moody and the dinosaur, the sweetest.
Dude, it's funny just thinking about like everyone who's listening to the podcast just like bobbing to this song now.
Play, so it has two versions of it. So when you get it to generate a song, Suno creates two versions. So play the other just to see like where how different they are.
The variety.
Walking down the street, little Woody all alone, saw a dinosaur, thought he found his home.
Oh, same lyrics.
Eyes locked in a love so pure and true. A toy in love with a dino.
Wow.
Adventures and laughter that bond grew strong. In a world of make believe, I know self boundless Woody and
dance remix is nice. Let's hear this chorus. Hit me. Oh. Dang, dude. Oh yeah, I could have picked a better topic. I could have picked a better, you know, love story.
One other thing that I will say that's cool is you can just do custom mode and do custom lyrics for this, and you can do just instrumentals. So if you want it to just come up with instrumentals and you go on top of that, both of those are options. I always like doing lyrics on with it because it's like it's really cool to see the it's really cool to see like how it actually generates like voices. And what I will say as well, you listen to that and you're like, okay, cool, yeah, they like chose a good voice. No, they didn't choose like a good voice. You could put a name of an artist in there and get it to do anyone's voice. Like,
I wonder if they let you upload like do they let you like pair with 11 Labs or another AI so I can do my voice?
No, and they don't give you stems either, so it's just one big track. But like, okay, this is what I was thinking.
That's cool.
If you were an actual musician, why wouldn't you just use this to help you come up with like ideas for songs and maybe like generate 20 songs and like oh dang, the hook from these five are super good.
Or crowdsource it, you know, like hey everybody on here, my audience, like I built 20 songs, like here's the hook from all of them. What, like have a vote, have a poll, and then you can like test for virality, you know, see what people are into.
Oh, 100%. No, I think it's freaking wild. I think in today's day and age where like to rank well in an algorithm, and this is a strategy I feel like is for literally every platform, whether that's social media or any sort of content platform, like in order to rank well in an algorithm, you just have to make a ton of content. I feel like this might be the future for artists where this, I don't think it's going to be so much just these AIs become the artist, because you actually can't, it's really hard to do the same voice over and over again. So like if you were like wanting to make an album, it would actually be really hard for you to make an album with that same girl's voice that we're just listening to on that song, for example. But what you could do is get it to generate like an album's worth of music. And then if you're an artist, you just like sing that music and like you recreate essentially what it did. And it's, you know, if it made a good song, you can just recreate the good song.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's crazy.
Like how hard would it be for you who's done a lot of music, like listening to that to reproduce, to produce essentially like a clone of like the music side of it, not the voice?
It would take a bit. It would take, like if I heard it and then wanted to recreate it, it wouldn't be that hard. It wouldn't be that crazy.
Yeah, no,
but creating it from scratch, like without an idea, would be hard. So yeah, the ideation is already so fast.
Yeah. So crazy. Well, I mean, I think this is exciting. I'm sure for you, you see your passion dying before your eyes. But
it's funny for those listening, Jade and I, we're always doing like business talks. We always call each other and talk about random business stuff. And we recently just challenged each other to increase our revenue in our businesses. And Jaden sent me like this song, trash talking me. It was before I knew about this. And so he sent it to me like on Messenger. And I just started playing this song and it's like, Matthew, like you're trash. Like, Jaden's gonna like crush you, you know, like with this business thing, and like you don't know what you're doing, but Jaden is like epic and whatever. And I was like, you know, it was a banger, so I was like kind of rocking to it in the car, and it's like so funny. So if you haven't tried, what is it, Suno? That's so fun. Yeah, go to Suno.ai.
Yeah, it's fun. And like, okay, so a couple things that I actually think are funny. No one's probably going to talk about this. I think there's actually some insane sales opportunities with this software where, like, imagine if you took this and you took your cold outreach email and you turned it into a song for any of your target, like, you know, customers, and you send them, like, a voice memo on LinkedIn that is a song that's, like, funny about their company and them and how you could help them and stuff. I know, like, that sounds cheesy, but, like, I swear you will get an insane open rate on that and people will laugh and think it's funny if nothing else. So I think there's just, like, that's creative, obviously, but there's so many creative ideas now that, like, music is...
You're giving all the spammers ideas, dude. Now it's going to be like, dear sir, please give me a moment. Yeah, they're going to put like their own like broken English into it.
It's going to be beautiful.
Oh, man. I'm excited.
I hope that's going to be one of them.
Not the dystopian future we've wanted, just the one we...
Anyone's down, send a song to Matthew. He will take out his credit card and buy whatever you're offering. I will guarantee you that right now.
Dude, I mean, rule number one of sales is to create an emotional response. So if you confuse and delight me, then I'm buying.
Confuse and delight. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it's confuse and delight to get the sale.
Yeah. It's don't make me feel good or pumped up. Just confuse the crap out of me, and I'll just be in such bewilderment. I'll just give you my credit card.
Hey, thanks so much to everyone for tuning in to the Founder Built podcast today. If you got anything out of this, if you learned anything, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you're listening to this podcast. We want to bring on some really amazing, epic guests to, you know, to talk about and to delve into their secrets and what they're doing. And getting reviews really helps us to do that. So if you could do that, that would mean the world to us. But we hope that you have an amazing rest of your day.